Game one of the NLCS between the Dodgers and Cubs in LA. Kyle Schwarber in the lineup. So is Charlie Culberson. Corey Seager not a part of the Dodgers NLCS roster because of a bad back. Jose Quintana on the hill going up against Clayton Kershaw in game one. Picking up in the fourth inning. No score with a man on. Albert Almora Jr. facing Kershaw.
There's a drive in the left field. Almora's watching this one. And it is gone. Two-run home run. Albert Almora.
And Almora Jr. there jumped all over a cutter.
Well, Quintana knows Puig is a threat. Puig in the air, left center. And he's going to get down. Forsyth is in. It's an RBI double for Yasiel Puig, and the Dodgers are on the board.
Game tied at two. Here's a fly ball, deep right center field. Back goes Almora. Back to the wall, leaping. That's a home run. Chris Taylor, a home run to right center, and the Dodgers have their first lead, 3-2.
And that one is hit high and deep to left field. Schwarber can't find it, and he's at the wall. It's gone! Just over the fence! A wall scraper! And Yasiel Puig has given the Dodgers a two-run lead.
Justin Turner. And a base hit. Throw to the plate. One hop in. The tag. He is
out
at the plate. Did he have the ball in his glove when he blocked the plate, which is illegal now? And they're going to call it safe. Knew it.
Wow.
And Joe Maddon, rightly so, is out of his mind. But by the letter of the rule book, you got to give him a lane. He didn't.
The Dodgers continue to roll along in the postseason, taking out the Cubs 5-2 in Game 1 of the NLCS. Yasiel Puig, two hits and two RBIs, including his first career postseason homer. Chris Taylor becomes the first Dodger center fielder with a go-ahead homer in the sixth inning or later in the postseason since Duke Snider in the 1952 World Series. Joe Maddon ejected in the seventh inning for arguing a play at the plate. The series continues on Sunday in LA for Game 2, Rich Hill against John Lester. The Cubs come up short in Game 1. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
I saw Schwarber come in on a grounded ball, use his feet perfectly, make a low, great throw to the plate that could have been cut off had we needed it to be, but did not because we chose to have it go to home plate. Perfect skip hop, great play by Contreras. The ball kind of like taking Wilson towards the line, towards foul territory. He catches the ball, and his technique was absolutely 100% perfect. I could not disagree more with the interpretation of that rule. However, I will defend the umpires. The umpires did everything according to what they've been told, but I, from day one, have totally disagreed with the content of that rule. I think it's wrong. I think there's anybody that's played Major League or even Minor League Baseball will agree with me 100% on that. That was a beautifully done Major League play all the way around that gets interpreted. Kind of like it's tantamount to the soda tax in Chicago. I mean, Albert just hits lefties. That's all that is. Albert's really done a nice job with that. He's been swinging the bat really well. You know, bully for him. If you look at his numbers during the course of this season, he's pretty much been that guy, although he's gotten better against righties more recently. He's playing a really high level. He slowed the game down. He's really been able to slow the game down. And that's the part that you really could – Albert moving forward is going to be a really, really good everyday Major League Baseball player.
Jose Quintana goes five innings, allowing two runs. He talked after the game.
Yeah, I want to continue doing my job, you know, by respecting his decision. And this happened. So for me, I think it all changed after two walks. You know, this can happen in games like that, and especially the second one where you try to get a ground ball. But, you know, I miss nice a couple times, a couple pitches close too, but you know that's happening. But I keep pushing for my team, and I try to become back. But you know we have a really good bullpen, and
what time was it when you got to Los Angeles?
Yeah, also, I wasn't in Albuquerque last night, and be here at 10 last night. 10. But you know, I stay there with my wife, and like I said, she's really good now. And you know, we don't have control over that when things like that happen. So I try to wait for her, and she be safe and come back here alive. But
I feel really good tonight.
Albert Almora Jr. with a two-run homer that got the Cubs off to a good start. He spoke after the game.
I mean, we feel like that day in and day out doesn't really matter the situation. We, as an offense, we obviously want to make the pitching jobs easy. But, I mean, it's playoff baseball, man. It's tough out there. They're bringing their best game. We're bringing ours. So, you know, we got to give credit where credit's due.
Your view of Jose Quintana and how he pitched, especially the first four innings there.
I mean, unbelievable. That guy was lights out. You know, like I said, it wasn't even a whole at bat. I think it was just a couple pitches went their way, you know, that weren't called, that from center field that I thought they were pretty close, and that changes in at bat. Mm-hmm. And a couple guys get on, one good swing of the bat, and, you know, things change.
Kyle Schwarber drew the start in left field in game one. He talked after.
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, that could have saved a run right there, but. You know, rules rule. You know, they haven't overturned it in, I guess, 2 years. And I think this was the first one that was actually overturned. You know, it stinks, but it is what it is.
You're a catcher. Do you understand the rule? Is
it... You know, I still think the rule's pretty big. You know, I know you have to give them the lane, but, you know, what it looked like at first is Wilson actually did give him the lane. Then when the ball was coming in, he stepped into the lane. You know, that's pretty much how we're taught as catchers when we're getting brought up. And, you know, so now that that happened, I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, probably teaching it a little bit different now.
Wilson Contreras with a hit and scores a run. He was also involved in a play at the plate. He talked after.
It was an amazing play. I mean, the ball choked me to that position. I cannot do anything. Like, I cannot do more. I did what I needed to do, but sadly the rule is that I'm supposed to block the play. So, like I said, we need to go to Walmart and get some toys and let them play it out there.
Yeah. Joe went out there to disagree, got thrown out because he knew.
He was right. It was right, the right thing to do for me.
Up next, it's game two of the NLCS in LA on Sunday. John Lester on the Hill.